So let's talk about the Salvation Army in York. It's never nice to see people forced to sleep rough in our towns and cities, especially at this time of year with the temperatures plummeting. But for some people who really don't have any other option, you know, that's all that there is. So the Salvation Army in York is going to pilot a new kind of pop-up accommodation, which will hopefully not just provide the homeless with a bit of warmth and temporary place to sleep, but also track their breathing to make sure that they are safe. It's called the NatPad 20, which is a nighttime accommodation project. Let's hear more from Sarah Peary, who is from the Salvation Army York Outreach Service. Sarah, thank you so much for being on the show. So tell us a bit more about how this is going to work.
Well, the NatPad accommodation is it's a module of four individual secure rooms where rough sleepers can get in out of the cold, so just to get some respite from the streets. It's aimed at entrenched rough sleepers that are not yet ready to access hostels and not ready to sort of live under the constraints of that formal accommodation. They're just four individual units, a single bed, toilet, washing facilities with the vital signs monitors. So it should be good.
And where will these be? I mean, I'm assuming you actually might not want to tell me, because I know that it can be quite dangerous for people who are homeless.
Yeah, they're located in York on some council property. The council have given us the land to put the NatPad on. But there is security through the night, so people will be safe. And there's the vital signs monitors. There's fire alarms connected straight to the fire department. They're just chucked away and they're safe in a quiet area.
And how do the vital signs monitors work? Do they have to be hooked up to it or what?
No, it monitors their breathing, and it allows for people with sleep apnea. So it monitors a 30-second gap, and if there's no breathing in that time, it sends an alert direct to emergency services.
And how long or how many nights would a homeless person be able to use one of these NatPads?
We're hoping that they're going to be very short term, because they are quite small and they're not ideal, but a homeless person would be able to stay in them as long as they felt they needed to, until they were ready to move on into more suitable accommodation.
You mentioned there are four of these pads. Is that enough to house the number of homeless people in York?
There is a lot of other emergency accommodation in York. The hospitals all provide emergency beds at this time of year, so there are lots of other beds. This is really aimed at people, like I said, that are not ready to come in to hostel accommodation, not ready to move from the streets into those places. And because it's just a pilot scheme, if it goes well and it might be rolled out through the country, we might get more in York. We might look at putting a shower in the next modules. This is just to see. I think we're looking at between 3 and 5 rough sleepers in York at the moment. Mm. So we could house them all straight away if they want to go into a NatPad.
And how long is this pilot lasting?
Well, we've got it's on the council land until the end of March next year. But if it's a success, we'll look for somewhere to resite it. Or it may be that it goes to another area to trial it in a different area.
What difference will this make to somebody who's got nowhere to stay?
It'll make a massive difference. Like I said, particularly for people that are entrenched, they've got so used to living on the streets, not having any rules, not having people telling them what to do. And I think when you've been on the streets for a long time, it's quite hard to come inside. So this is just like a stepping stone to help people reintegrate with support that's available and then hopefully move forward with their lives. So it should make a huge difference.
Sarah Peary, thank you so much for being on the show to tell us about it. She's from the Salvation Army in York, the outreach service, telling us about the NatPad 20, which is nighttime accommodation project that's piloting until next year.